like the odd man out. Like, I kind of feel like everyone knows, like, I'm a goody two shoes or whatever, and sometimes that can get in my head.
Refuse to disclose that at all, because they know that the moment that somebody else knows, that the 9/11 jokes are never going to end for them.
All talking, like, they all were scared to share that there's going to be like regular stuff that would happen in a party.
Hello guys, it is Carter Freud, and welcome back to another episode of the Camden Podcasting Club. Today we have a special guest on an even specialer episode by the name of Joan Atkins, and she's just going to be breaking it down all to us, and I'm so glad to have her on. So Joan, why don't you unmute your mic so we can hear your lovely voice?
Hey!
Hey, thanks for coming on, Joan. So
yeah, thanks for having me.
First question, right? How do you see yourself as a person? You know, how would you define yourself?
I would say I'm a pretty positive person. My friends say that I'm always really giggly and smiley, so I guess that's how I would describe myself.
Have you always been that way? Just always been a smiling person? Or?
I feel like everyone has times when they're not always happy, but I think that it just comes naturally for me.
Huh. So what do you do for fun?
For fun, I guess I really love my friends, and I really like hanging out with my boyfriend, so that's what I do for fun, hang out with them.
Yeah, would you say that they give you a sense of purpose in your life, or does purpose come from something distinctly different than your friends and family?
Friends and family are really important to me, but I also think that my faith is really what is my driving force in life.
Okay, let's talk about that. So what does religion mean to you?
So religion has always been in my life. My parents are very religious, so it was introduced to me basically as soon as I could, like, talk and walk and that kind of stuff. So my faith journey has just been basically my whole life, going to church every Sunday and growing up with it.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you grew up with it. So as you grew older, to maybe your teenage years, was there ever a point where you had to, like, figure it out for yourself versus just, you know, your parents, you know, putting it on for you?
Yeah, so my church is very much about that you have your own personal faith. And I never went to, like, Sunday school or what. A lot of my friends went to, like, Catholic school, and then that pushed them away from their faith because it was very pushed by their parents. But for me, it was definitely more of like, I went to church with my parents, but like, they never really made me do stuff. So then once I got older, it kind of became either you push yourself to want to do this, or you don't have to go to these things. And I think I just felt really connected to it. And so that's when I made it more of my personal, religion instead of my family's.
Yeah. So just to clarify the listeners, what do you believe? You know, are you a Catholic or a Christian or like Hindu? Like, what do you believe?
So I am a Methodist, which is a different form of Christianity that's like coming off of like the Catholic faith, but it's more like we're kind of like peace-loving people.
I think a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of different sects of Christianity. Do you think you could shed some light on that?
Yeah, so a lot of the different like sections help to define like what your church stands for. So like for Methodists, we have like this big like Methodist council that's somewhere, but that like everyone comes together. And we have... Yeah, so... Being a Methodist just defines how we worship and what we believe.
Gotcha. So on an emotional level, what do you think faith does for you?
For me, I feel like it's my drive. It's like my hope. It's shows who I want to be. Like, I think it gives me purpose in life, and it fills like a hole that I would have without it.
Oh, so what do you want to be? What do you aspire to be?
I think I aspire to be, a caring and helpful person. And I think that my faith really helps with that.
What are some misconceptions do you think that, you know, a lot of people in high school initially have about faith and religion? People who are, you know, may not subscribe to one.
So I feel like because it's definitely pushed by parents, a lot of kids just find like that, like the Christian people. So I was at a soccer party a couple weeks ago for high school, and they were all talking, like they all were scared to share that there's going to be like regular stuff that would happen at a party because I'm a Christian, and they just thought that I would be judgmental of them or that kind of stuff. But I think that everyone should have a better view that Christian high schoolers aren't like always judgmental, and that we understand, and like and that we should be viewed more as like loving people that are not trying to be like rude to anyone or that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever feel persecuted or like made fun of because of your beliefs, being a religious person?
I think I'm lucky that I don't ever feel like persecuted, but there is times where I'm like, I feel like the odd man out. Like I kind of feel like everyone knows like I'm a goody two shoes or whatever, and sometimes that can get in my head. But I don't think anyone has ever made fun of me in my face or that kind of stuff, so that's good.
Oh, yeah, that is really good. I mean, I know a lot of people, me personally, who they're really scared to talk about. I mean, I have a friend who's Muslim, and they just refuse to disclose that at all because they know that the moment that somebody else knows, that the 9/11 jokes are never going to end for them. Okay, so we just left off on, have you ever felt a pressure to keep your beliefs a secret as a result of, you know, the goody two shoes, mentality behind?
Yeah, I would say that like in different groups, I feel a pressure not to say anything. Like if people, like if I'm with my soccer girls, normally most of them aren't like openly Christian, so I don't say anything. Like I don't talk about my faith. But I wouldn't say that I feel like I need to hide it. But I totally get that in other faiths, it's harder.
So we live in a pretty like diverse area in terms of really diverse beliefs. So do you ever feel like, I mean, I know there's this stereotype, you know, of, you know, Christians wanting to like convert, you know, other cultures. Is that, yeah. Like, is that like an actual thing or not really? Or?
So my church is very like fun loving, like you can do whatever you want and we'll still love you, but I do think that there is a push for it. Like at my youth group, we talk about every week, like if there's someone that's not a Christian, like talk to them and make them a Christian. And I think that is definitely is a thing, but sometimes it comes off really wrong because how do you like tell a person that what their beliefs are wrong? Like it just comes off like we're judging them, we're trying to and I think it's just because in our faith, like we believe that this is right and we don't want to take care of everyone and make sure that like they're doing the right thing too. But I also think that that is very offensive in ways. And so I myself don't ever try to like change people's beliefs because I think there's one God and everyone can have different ways of worshiping him and that's okay.
Huh. Has there been like any specific moments where, you know, somebody has like come out and said, you know, you're being preachy or coming out against you, or like anything that you remember maybe?
I'm trying to think. I have a couple friends that aren't religious at all, and I have gotten in arguments with them because when I'm just giving like moral advice, it can come off like I am talking about God because all my moral values are from my religion, so it's hard to not bring my faith into things when we're talking about choices and that kind of stuff. But I don't have like a specific story.
Okay, I definitely get you. And do you ever feel like a disconnect between a lot of the Christianity that you see on the news and your own Methodist church, or do you feel like
it's pretty accurate? Oh, okay. Yeah. I definitely think there is a disconnect because like a lot of like the mainstream media and news and that kind of stuff, just like the culture of it is totally opposite from the culture of religion. And in many ways, I feel like faith is not changing as fast as our culture is. So there's a lot of things that like are prim and proper about faith, but that our culture is totally the opposite of. So I feel like those things don't connect. Is that what your question was asking?
Yeah, that was pretty much what I was asking. Do you ever feel that that our culture is sometimes behind on certain areas that faith is ahead on? or do you think that it's the religion that needs to catch up?
I think both have things that they need to work on. Like, I feel like in mainstream culture right now, everyone's working on like accepting each other and drawing attention to important controversial issues. But I think we don't know how to communicate in the media and that kind of stuff. Like, that's why fake news and that kind of stuff like is a big deal, because people just don't know how to communicate and there's like biases on that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And at least in faith, I feel like in your church, you're able to communicate with people, but it is true that faith also needs to work on that. There's tension for different things.
Has there ever been a tension between religion and science for you? Has it been pretty cut and dry?
Yes, there's totally been a tension.
Any funny stories?
Yes, actually. So I feel like every time I'm in a science class, like there's like the religious people that are like non-evolutionary. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're like, there's no evolution. There's no way. And I personally think that their science and faith can mix. Like, I think there's some of both. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to be more one way or the other. But my ex-boyfriend actually was totally like, it's just the faith. Like God created heaven in this exact, he did not believe in science in any way, shape, or form. So we would get in these arguments where I'd be like, how could you possibly think that, like, there's like no proof, like I need scientific backing of some of this. So it's just, I mean, that's not a story, but I just feel like that's always an issue.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting is I think the Pope actually came out in like support of evolution or something like that.
Yeah
So I know you're not Catholic, but that's very interesting. So.
Yeah.
Do you even see the Pope as an authority figure, as somebody who's... That's just a question that I've had towards Christianity. It's just like, do you see the Pope as an authority figure, as of somebody who is not, you know, Catholic?
Authority figure meaning like leader? No, I don't think so. But I think he is like a role model. I think he's doing good things in the world, but he's not like my king or whatever. Not king, but
yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, like Buddha or something. Like, Buddha's like a pretty good guy, but I might not, you know, subscribe to everything he says.
Yeah, exactly.
One more thing is, what do you think is the best and worst parts about faith for you, do you think?
The best thing is, I think it is a way to remind you to look at the good things in life, and to remind you that there's like that you should always see things through eyes of love. I think it just always brings you back to like your moral values and to think about stuff. But I also think that faith has its issues of that it brings you away from others. Like, you, there's a disconnect between there's a line between trying to understand others and judging them because they're not living the lives that you've learned is like the right way to live it. So I think there's a problem there with judging and that kind of stuff. But so there's good and bad things about me.
Yeah. And how do you feel about like the rise of like atheism and you know, other
atheism?
Yeah, atheism. Yeah, I completely butchered it.
Butchered that word.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I feel like atheism comes from that more parents are pushing religion at an earlier age, and that kids just, because it's not, religion isn't brought to them by their choice. So it feels like as a kid that you should be rebelling against that. And even if it's just like your choice as an adult, like, you don't want to believe anything, and you choose, like, that's what you believe, is that there is nothing. I think the rise of that just comes from the social media and that kind of stuff, and our culture just doesn't fit with religion anymore.
What do you think is a culture that fits with religion? Something that's more including, maybe? Or what part of the social media culture do you think is at odds with faith?
I think the carefree, like YOLO, like this generation of you should just live your life how you want to live it. Like, that whole part of it fights with everything that, that religion means. Like, you are living for a purpose that, like, you should be taking time to, like, pray and that kind of stuff. That totally doesn't live with the carefree, live-in-the-moment lifestyle that our culture creates.
Do you fear death? That's a pretty loaded question.
I think no matter, I mean, maybe, but I definitely do. Because even with the belief in heaven, I think there's always doubt. And even if that's a sin to doubt, I think it's inhuman to not fear it a little bit. So, yeah.
I mean, personally, I find the idea of death absolutely terrifying, but...
Yeah, I definitely agree, because I think, like, one of my friends, oh, she's the best. She totally is like, I know that when I die, I'm going to be in a better place. And she talks about it like, it's just going to be consistently, like, awesome and good. Like, she pictures heaven as not, like, a place in the clouds with, like, angel wings and there's stuff to do, but, like, as just this, like, peace. And that's the coolest thing, that she just has that strong of faith that she can feel that. But I think that most of us just aren't there. Even if you have faith, you're still going to be totally scared of death, and that's okay.
So tell me about, like, the community aspect of church. Do you feel like you've made a lot of friends through it?
Oh, my gosh. My church is, like, my safe place. So I've been going to the same church since I think I was, like, 4 or 5. I've grown up there all, like, I'm there every Sunday. Mostly I'm there more than once a week. On Sundays I go twice in one day. and I just think that some of my closest friends I made through the church, through going on, like, 7 missions trips with my people, and there's no way to get closer than when you're talking about real stuff, real deep stuff together. So I love my church.
Yeah, for those who don't know, what is a missions trip? I mean, I know what it is, but why don't you just clarify for the audience?
So a missions trip is you go to, for us, it's local areas, because there's a lot of places that need help just within the East Coast. So we go to, we've been to Pittsburgh, Blue Knob, Pennsylvania, Virginia Beach, Virginia, just like different places that might not be in the best economic state. And there might be communities that are really struggling. And so we go and do stuff like, I've rebuilt houses and served at Boys and Girls Clubs and gone to nursing homes. And it's just a really good way to give back to the community. And you go for like a week in the summer, and it's almost like camp, but you're helping people. And so it teaches you a lot.
What are some things that you've learned just through talking to people in different economic statuses and just seeing different places?
So my first missions trip, I was in 5th grade. And I think just because we live in such a bubble, yeah, I just was so unaware of what other people's lives are like. So I remember I was working in a food kitchen, and just people were coming in, and all they wanted to do was tell stories. And it opened my mind up to that, like, there can be, like, so many different ways of living. And even though to me, like, their lives seem so scary and different because it just seems so much harder, that they still found happiness in what their lives were like. And I think it just gives you perspective to be in a different social area.
Yeah, definitely. Are you happy with your life?
Yeah. I feel like every person sometimes is like, oh, I hate my life right now. But I think I'm happy. Yeah, that's a hard question.
Do you think faith ever, gives you... durability to withstand when it's difficult than the average person, or no?
I have a story. This doesn't quite connect, but
absolutely.
On one of my missions trips, we were at a Boys and Girls Clubs. That's like all the kids in the community whose parents like can't quite take care of them. They like send the kids to this like camp for the day, and people volunteer and help. So I was there, and there's this little kid, like, picture like maybe 1, 2, but he was just like waddling around, and they had a playset, and he looked at me and he's like, up, and he wanted to go up on the swing. And I was like, all right, like, I can do this, I'm gonna take care of him. But it was weird because all the other little kids had, like, people playing with them, and this kid was, like, all alone. So I go over to him, and I pick him up to put him on this playset, and my whole arm feels totally wet. And I'm like, what is that? And I was covered with poop. My whole arm. So I think that that whole experience of, like, me having my whole arm covered in poop because this kid was so, like, sadly, like, left alone that no one had even noticed that he, like, had pooped his diaper and that it probably had been like that for a while. And this poor kid, no one even, like, he was neglected enough that no one had changed his diaper. And the place, after I got poop all the way up my arm, didn't even have a bathroom. So they had to, like, wet wipes my arms down. And I was, like, freaking out. But all, at the same time, I was trying to make sure I didn't freak out the kid. And we had to try to figure out how to clean him up, too. Oh, my gosh. So so I feel like my faith has showed me that, like, everybody poops because meaning like everybody has to go through things, but I think faith helps you be like more durable and like learn things that can help others. So I learned that sometimes you have to deal with the shit. That's what happens. Yeah.
Yeah. So if there's one takeaway that people can take away from religion, from Jesus, as our chief representative, what would you say?
Okay, wait, I didn't understand my question, sorry.
As, you know, our chief representative of religion on here, if there's one take...
Oh, I'm the chief representative?
Yeah, what can people take away from this episode, do you think? What do you think people should take away from everything you've learned from your faith, from your life, through it all?
I've always been told, like, if there's, like, a hole in your heart, like, you just feel like you're living and you don't know... like what your goals are, and if you feel lost, sometimes it's just good to look for something bigger than yourself, and that can give you hope. And so for me, that was faith. And I know for a lot of people, faith doesn't vibe with them. So just look for something bigger than you. Maybe look for love or look for a role model that can help you. Because there's a lot of good in the world. And so I think faith's all about hope and looking for the good.
Yeah, and thank you, Joan, so much for coming on today. This was an extremely, I think, informative episode. I think so many people needed to hear this for what, you know, faith really is like for, especially teenagers. There's so many misconceptions out there. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you so much.
There was one more thing I wanted to talk about.
Go ahead.
Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
So one of your questions was about the LGBTQ community. And that was a really interesting question for me because... my sister is bi, so it, like, that hit home that faith doesn't always line up with what you, like, with, like, the communities and the different beliefs, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, for my sister, it was easy enough to tell my parents that she was bi, but I think a hard part about faith is that a lot of people feel persecuted by faith instead of just feeling persecuted as a believer. So, like, I've heard from lots of people that it's hard to be gay and to be religious. And so I just wanted to make sure to say that, like, you are loved. And my church specifically has had trouble with that this year because the Methodist church just ruled that you can't get married in our churches if you're gay. And that's just, like, a new thing this year. And so that was really sad to me because I think faith is all about loving each other and making sure that everyone is loved and knows that God loves them. And so to rule out a certain group of people made me really sad. So I just wanted to make sure that, like, even though a lot of faiths are against certain ways of living, that's not everybody, and to not be scared of faith just because of who you are. Because that has legitimacy, and you should be who you want to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're absolutely right there. And again, I just want to thank you so much for coming on. And I think that last part is, I think especially people really needed to hear that. So thank you so much, Joe.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and see you guys all in the next episode. Just a reminder that everything said on this podcast may or may not even be true. It could all be fake, it could all be satire. But what's important is that everything on here is more real than anything you'll see on TV or Netflix. I want to thank you guys so much for listening once again, and be sure to submit your own stories anonymously to CamdenPodcastingClub@gmail.com, where I will read them in bonus episodes. In addition, if you know anyone who would love to be on the podcast who has their own high school stories, again, email at the Camden Podcasting Club email. Have a nice one, and see you on the next episode.